Good morning again, ladies and gentlemen. This is my treat to you, Isaiah 55. Before I begin, I'm going to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather here today to praise and glorify and honor you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We come in peace because we love you. We come for understanding of your word. We come for anointing from you, Father, and your Son. Father, these words, what I read over and over, it's lifted me in every respected way. I'm giving these words to the people as your sound document to lift them as it lift me. I'm giving the word and I'm giving my thought. Father, bless me with this word to give to them in every dimension of your life that you give us. Help me with this word. I thank you, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. It's a free offering of mercy. Some of us know that word mean and what it for. Some of us don't. Some of us don't care. Some of us just don't know. Today, I'm going to give that word to you, the free offering. I'm going to read it from 1 to 5. Then I'm going to go back and cite it and give you my, read it again and give you my thought behind it. Okay, number one, woo everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages of what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Increase your air, and come to me. Listen, that you may live, and I will make a cover, everlasting cover with you. According to the faithful mercy shown to David. Behold, I have made him a witness to the people, a leader and a commander of the people. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knowing you not will run to you because of your Lord, your God, and even the Holy One of Israel, for he have glorified you. Now, I'm going to go back and read from number one and give you each one of these words, these scriptures, my thought, what he's trying to say to us or what he's saying to us. Just like breaking it down. Number one says, woo everyone who thirsts, come to the water. He mean everyone. See, God not mad with us. He not angry with us. Might be disappointed. Because we all not going the way that he want us to go. That we should go. That we need to go. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. You don't have to have money with God, with the Lord. This is free offering of mercy. He might be disappointed with us. He's not mad. He's not angry. But he still got his hand stretched out for us to come back home to him. He wants us to come. And he showing us the free mercy. He said, buy milk and wine without money and without cost. See, it ain't costing you nothing. Not one thing. You just need to come. Number two, why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages is not satisfied. You go in a restaurant and see the people eating all the food, this gourmet food, and all they got a smile on their face. Like they're so good. And you're like, I want what he got, what she eating over there. But you forgot what they're dipping in, the side order, what they're dipping in. That will make it taste good. So you can't do that monkey see monkey do. You got to ask for what you want, what you need. God will give you what you need. Now, what you want, you got to scuffle for what you want. Show God that you want these things. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundantly. That's another thing. When God make a treat, it's a treat. You're going to taste the flavor of the food, the season that's in it, and the meat. It's going to be a texture there for you. You're going to eat what you're good. He wants you to enjoy it, bundle it. He will eat all that you can eat. What you can't eat, you got a bag, a sack. Take some home. You might have a father, a mother, a brother, a sister home sick. This able can't come to give you this food. So you can take it home and give it to them. Let them delight with it too. Number three, increase your ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live, and I will make an everlasting cover with you. I'm going to stop there. When he said increase your ear, you want every sound approaches out his mouth into your ear. You can hear it clearly exactly what he's saying. The sound is not no bad sound. It's a blessing sound. Sound that you can remember. And so that you can live. If you listen to him, you will live forever. He said he's going to make an everlasting cover with us. We be in heaven with him, living forever and ever with him. In the second part of that scripture, it says, according to the faithful mercy shown to David. Woo! The faithful mercy he's shown to David. The faithful mercy. Yes, he says that he had made him a king and a leader of the people. He can show us the same thing. If you only listen. Listen. Number four. Behold, I have made him a witness to the people. That's what I just telling you. A leader and a commandment of the people. He done that. He always gonna do things what he said. Our God is a faithful, true, trusted God in life. What he said or what he approaches out of his mouth, that's what he meant. Number five. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know. Now, nation, you got a lot of nation people who heard you and see you, seeing David move for God, and they want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of David. He don't know that nation. He got so many nationality people coming toward him. They want to know who he is and why he done that and how he got there with God. How close he got. Number five, the second part of the scripture says, and a nation which knowing you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he had glorified you. And he did. David's face glowed just like Jesus. It's glow. And the people want to be the part of that, but the nation will not run to him. Know why? David is a warrior. When David get away, hollering, you run up to David, David got a sword, he's gonna cut your arm, leg, head, everything off. He don't like people hollering at him, yelling at him, coming to him. Cause that's how he fight. Get rid of these people, all these different kind of sound and noise trying to scare him. He got to fight them off. And number six. I'm going to read from 6 to 10. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways my way, nor are your ways my way, declaim the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thought than your thought. 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and does not return there without watering the earth and make it bear and spread out and spreading seeds to the snower and to the eater, bread to the eater. All right, back to number six up front. Seek the Lord while he may be found. When you're asking God, praying to God, say it from your heart. Be faithful, because that's what he's going to judge. Your heart. If you pray to God faithfully, meaning what you say, what you asking, you'll get it. Not on time, on his time. Call upon him while he is near. When you're feeling down, you're in trouble, you're frustrated, you're worried, are you confused about something that you know, or somebody doing something wrong to you, call upon him. Call him. Father, help me. I don't know why they're doing it. Same way Jesus did call upon his Father while he was near. We can do the same thing too to our God. Call upon him. Number 7. Let the wicked seek his ways, and the unrighteous man his thought. Now I'm going to tell you about these two people. The wicked people go always going to seek his ways, but they run out of gas. And the unrighteous man, think he can think of everything he can. He can't. He might think of two or three things at one time. But God think a thousand million things at one time. And they say, the Lord, and he will have compassion on them. After they return to the Lord, you got to return to the Lord. Then he will have compassion on you. He abundant, just like this man. I know you read in the Bible story about this man had 100 sheep and lost one. He put 99 sheep up and the pastor went back to get that one and he found it. He come back, he carried all of the 100 sheep back home, tell everybody, come and enjoy with me, celebrate with me. Everybody celebrate what? It's not a holiday. He said, no, I had lost one of my sheep, I went back and found it, and now God, I want to celebrate. See, that's how God showing that one bad person who was lost, and he found it, he celebrate us the same way. We got to recognize the sign. It's in this book here. It's right there in this book. And it said, and God, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. He will give you more prayer and praises too of yourself that you need. Number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my way, declaimed the Lord. See, our thought will never be like God's thought. Neither our ways until we learn his commandment. Once we learn God's commandment and his ways, we're all right. We're on the right path of righteousness. Excuse me. We're on the path of righteousness because God wants us to be his children. We are his children, his people, his nation. But God is first. We put God first in our life. And number 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thought and your thought. See, it answer number 9, answer number 8. Our thought, we don't think like God, and our ways, God ways always higher than the earth. Everything God do is way bundling, more. Man, we just a creation of him. In his image, in his likeness. We need to wake up in our life, do the right thing. I'm asking God this morning, teach me, help me, guide me. These are your word, beautiful word, well put together. Number 10, for as the rain come down from heaven and the snow, and does not return there without watering the earth. All right, I'm going to stop there. When the rain come down, the snow come down, they are in season. Rain all through the year. Snow rain like once or twice in a year, calls through the season. And it does water the earth. The water, the fruit that we eat and stuff like that there, the vegetables, have our cow and animal drink water, keep them healthy, have us drinking lots of water too. And making it bear and spread out the fruitful seed to the sower and bread for the eater. See, they get this seed when the overripe fruit. Bust the fruit, put the seeds up, let them dry out. Plant a new garden. Want this time to be a bigger garden because he got more seeds. And the bread for the eater, they got plenty of bread to eat now. Now, number 11. I'm going to read 11 to number 13. That'll be the conclusion of this chapter. So will my word will be with going forth from my mouth. It will not return to me eagerly without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter which I have sent it. For you have gone out with joy and be led for which peace the mountain and the hill will break forth into shouting of joy before you, and all the trees of the forest will clap their hands. Instead of the throng bust, the my sight pass will come up. Instead of the lily, the my lid will come up, and it will be a memory to the Lord for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. Woo! which will not be cut off. Now I'm going to go back to number 11, start that again. So will my word be which gone forth from my mouth. It will not return to me eagerly. So when his word come out the throne of God, out into this world, it's going to hit all the season, the sun, the rain, the snow, the hurricane, hail, oh God. We ain't going to get the word like he sent it. We get some of it. But like we say, send it back to him eagerly and coming back like he sent it. It's going to be torn up, tear up, holes in it, everything in it. That without accomplishing what I desire, it'll accomplish some, but not all. Because some of us ain't going to listen. Some of us ain't going to understand it. Some of us don't want it. And without succeeding in the matter which I have sent it, he knows it's not going to succeed in the matter which he sent it. Because when he get it back, the words be all shriveled up, torn up in bits. But he knows that. Only thing, he's the one who did got it, should spread it more for him. Give it to others who needs it. Okay. Number 12. For you will go out with joy and be led forward with peace. The mountain and the hill will break for into shouting of joy before you. I'm going to stop there. I never heard a mountain shout of joy, but I heard it. Woo! Then the howl of joy. I know. Woo! That's the joy sound. I seen mountain when I'm going to Atlanta and to New Jersey, but never been on one, you know. Never heard nothing shout. But this is the joy of the mountain pulls a shout. I'm willing to listen. But the next one, I'm a witness to this, yeah. And all the trees of the forest will clap their hands. I'm a witness to that. I heard that, and I see that sound over and over and over again. I heard the trees clap their hand. They're still clapping their hand. I was like 4 or 5 years old. My mama took us to the doctor, me and my brother to the doctor, and came through the park, bought us a little 25 bag of peanuts. He had one, I had, my mom had one. Break the peanut, I'm eating mine. Me and my brother, mama feeding it to the squirrel. She look at me, the squirrel come by my feet. I throw one or two by him, you know. He take it and run. I'm so eating most of it. Paul, you feeling the squirrel? So me and my, be talking, we had a, like somebody clapped, somebody had something crap in their hand. She said, oh, you hear that? Yeah, the wind blowing, you know. But the leaf on the ground stood up. Stop dancing. I said, look, mother, the leaf dancing. She said, what you mean? I scared her. I didn't mean to scare her, but no, she said, yeah, the leaf dancing. The leaf was turning, they were gone, boogie with the wind, took the leaf in the air, they were still dancing. She's not laughing, but other brother were cracking his side. How you let the leaf dancing? It's dancing. She looked again, the leaf was still dancing, but the wind was twirling them around. Ah, she said, Paul, you're right. They look like they're dancing. Can't look, my brother look at him real hard. It look like it's dancing. It is dancing. But that was a sign I saw. God brought it to my attention, and I still see that sign today. And the forest clapping, all the trees of the forest clapping their hand, I still hear it. Maybe we got to know this thing a little deeper inside our heart and mind. Ain't weak. A little. God, show me a sign. Give me a sign. I'm asking this more than just that one sign. I'm asking for more sign. The sign to keep me in good health, keep me in good mind, keep me in good heart. Sign to help me to help others. These are the signs I'm looking for. But you got some people going to knock you down for no reason at all. Oh, he think, it's not he think, you thinking that. This man walking upright in God's way. That's what I'm doing. Okay, number 13, last but not least, instead of the thorn bus, my side pass will come up. Instead of the lily, the mileage will come up. I'm going to stop there. The storm bus, I never heard that. But the lily, it's a beautiful flower in my past. These are flowers. It's a big, dark green flower. Pretty, got a white picture flower on it with a red bud. Then it's got five or seven red stem, little white, red buds on top of it. Every time it rains, it fills it up and it pulls it out. Keeps some of the water. That small little part pulled out. I don't know. That's the bypass. That's the flower of a lily. It's a beautiful dark olive green flower with white buds, with red buds in it, with white pitcher blood flower on it, with red buds sticking out of it. And now just that. I wonder why God created things that. It's beautiful, gorgeous. And it says, and it will be a memory to the Lord. And it is. Now to the Lord, it's a memory to me, too. For an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. That sign will never be cut off in God's eyesight, not in my eyesight either. When I see these signs, I'm a memory. If you all see a sign or hear a sign, that sign God give us to know. That sign that we should understand. He's around us. He see, he know everything. He watch over us day and night. We got a God, an awesome God. God that will not forsake us, but we forsake him. Because we don't know, because we're not trying to know, or we just plain stupid. But God going to be there for us, whether we like it or not. We need to repent, ask God forgive us in our ways, and our things that we did was wrong. And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we will be saved. We'll come up, go in the water dead with Jesus, but come up alive with Jesus Christ. And that's a blessing, people. That's something we need in our life. Jesus is the Lord and God of this earth here, heaven and this earth. This is going to be a new heaven and earth. He's going to change it. This element earth is going to be strong with tremendous heat. It's in the book here. If you read it, we got to read this book. It'll alarm you, alert you with everything you've done to talk about the past, the present, and the future. Go to resurrection. It'll tell you a lot too. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my chapter. I'm glad God let y'all come today to hear me preach these words to you. It brings me more joy for y'all to listen. That's all we have to do. Listen. If you can't read, listen. And I thank you. You all have a blessed day and a safe trip going back home. Thank you very much.